It's Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW. For almost 15 years, the Wendy Museum of the Cold War was hidden in the outskirts of Culver City. But now, its unique collection of 100,000 pieces of archives, art, and artifacts has moved to the Armory Building in the center of Culver City. This former atomic bomb shelter was built in 1949 to house the National Guard. It was a time of anticipation and overwhelming fear of a nuclear disaster as a result of the looming war with the Soviet Union. Now, almost 70 years later, Cold War and Russians are here at the Wendy Museum. And this is good news, as we are all better and smarter as a result of being engaged by its very untraditional examination of post-World War II history and culture. The German word Wende, meaning transformation or changed, was chosen by the founder and director of the museum, Justinian Jampol. New spacious galleries burst at the seams with the flags and banners of various socialist countries and Soviet-era clothing, toys, and games, plus hundreds of propaganda posters and images of communist leaders, including Lenin and Stalin. I do remember seeing similar propaganda materials while growing up in the Soviet Union, and let me tell you, back then, it was intimidating and a little bit scary. But now, at the new Wendy Museum, with its unorthodox juxtaposition of Cold War ephemera, I look at this stockpile of German and Soviet Union spy equipment, textiles, discarded family scrapbooks, furniture, restaurant menus, mixed tapes, paintings and sculptures. And all that makes me smile and think differently. Yes, each coin has two sides. The Wendy's exhibition allow us to learn what life was like on the other side of the Berlin Wall. Of course, there are plenty images of happy peasants and factory workers smiling and marching toward a bright future. One of the welcome surprises for visitors is a small exhibition, The Russians, with a series of black-and-white photographs by New York artist Nathan Farb, who went to Siberia in 1977 and made portraits of Soviet citizens in the heartland of Russia. These people, they do command your attention. They come across as characters from Dostoevsky and Chekhov's stories. And here is the bronze bust of Yuri Gagarin, the first human being to fly into outer space in 1961. This Soviet achievement forced the United States to escalate the American space program, which ultimately thumbed its nose at the Soviet Union by sending Neil Armstrong to the moon in 1969. To fully understand and appreciate the importance of the Wendy Museum collection, one must go through the Taschen encyclopedic book Beyond the Wall, which, according to Steve Martin, quote, reveals a highly charged collection of artifacts that can be classified as quirky, human, and curiously emotional. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.